That's what God is saying to you today. He's saying, man, when you pray, act like it's your birthday. Come to me with a boldness. Ask me for what you really want. Ask me for big things. Don't be shy. Don't hold back. Tell me your dreams. Ask me for the impossible. Amen. That's what it's saying. My son Luke is now 33, but I remember he was about 7 or 8 years old. He wanted this certain toy for his birthday. And we went, man, from store to store. This is in the days when you still went to the store and bought it. Now you just go online and have it shipped to your house. But back in the day, if you can remember that far back, we'd go from store to store to store to store. You know, eventually spent half the day driving around. We found it. I didn't mind going out of my way because as a parent, you'll do anything for your kids, especially on their birthday. Amen. Chester, something sounds a little off here with my sound. Something's a little off. Well, here's the question. How much more will your Heavenly Father grant your requests? Jesus said in Matthew 7:11, as bad as you are, you still know how to give good gifts to your children, but your Heavenly Father is even more ready to give good things to people who ask. What if my children never ask me for anything? What if my children act like they're bothering me, if they were intimidated? That would make me feel bad. I'd say, come on, man, step up to the plate. I'm your dad. I want to be good to you. I want to bless you. Some of you, you need to step up to the plate because God is your Father and He wants to be good to you. You've got to be bold to ask God for big things, to ask God for small things. Stop acting like you're bothering God. Your Father owns it all, man. He created the whole universe. The Bible says the earth and all its fullness belong to the Lord. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, the gold, the silver. Let me tell you, the earth all belongs to God. And if you're going to see the fullness of what God has in store for you, you've got to learn to ask God for big things, ask God for your dreams, ask God to turn that child around, ask God for your healing, ask God for a better job, ask God for a new home. You're not inconveniencing God. Let me tell you right now, someone said, Pastor Steve, God's got bigger things to deal with than me. Can I tell you, you are God's biggest deal. You're the apple of God's eye. You are His most prized possession. Amen. Amen. See, too often, instead of asking God,